President Trump is set to address the media in about an hour to respond to criticism about his summit with Vladimir Putin yesterday. House Speaker Paul Ryan today said he'd be more open to sanctions on Russia amid the backlash.
We'd already put in place sanctions if the Foreign Affairs Committee or the Financial Services Committee and the Senate Banking Committee think that there are other sanctions that we have not yet placed upon Russia. I'm more than happy to consider those.
Yesterday, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer called for more sanctions after President Trump refused to acknowledge Russian interference in the 2016 election during his meeting with Putin. For more, we're joined by Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican of Oklahoma. Congressman, welcome back.
Thank you for having me on, Jeremy.
And some of your Republican colleagues in the House and Senate have been very critical of how President Trump handled the summit with Putin. Will Hurd, a congressman, a former CIA officer, tweeted, "I never would have thought that the U.S. president would become one of the ones getting played by old KGB hands." What's your takeaway?
Well, I understand the president's on a diplomatic mission. And, you know, I use this metaphor generically. You know, you don't poke a bear when you're in his cave. And when that question was asked, I thought it was a very inappropriate and unprofessional question to ask at the time. I mean, there's a timing and for everything, and there's a time and place for everything.
You're talking about the question that the reporter asked the president, asking him whether he wanted to say to Putin that would you like to say to Vladimir Putin right in front of him that he was wrong?
And that question was probably discussed behind closed doors. I don't think that was a information question. I think that was a "and I got you" question. And if that question was going to be asked, I feel like that question should be asked because it does need to be answered, I guess, for reporting purposes. But it should have been asked on American soil, not as they're coming out of talks for diplomatic purposes. You know, there has been a lot of talk, and if you want to make a comparison between Gorbachev and Reagan. Well, Reagan publicly spoke strong, but he didn't demonize or accuse the USSR at the time, while in private, some of the tapes and reportings have come out that he spoke quite differently in private among officials that were in his cabinet.
But you don't think that the president looked weak there?
Diplomatic, I'm sorry?
You don't think that the president looked weak there in front of the world, not standing up to Putin to his face?
I don't know. I wouldn't call it weak. I would call the timing of the question itself into question, because why was it asked? Was that an information question, or was I'm going to pit you two together and I'm going to make you all fight it out here on stage? They just came out of a private meeting. Do they know if that question was asked in private or not? They don't know that. But it wasn't, in my opinion, the appropriate time for that question to be asked at the time.
Well, it was a press conference.
I think our president is very strong. I think he has America's best interests as mine. He has shown himself to be very strong in putting America's interest first, and I believe that is going to continue to be true.
One of your other colleagues, John McCain, a Republican senator, said that this was one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory.
Well, John has said a lot of stuff that I don't agree with, but at the same time, that man has most definitely earned the right to give his opinion.
So you do not have any problem, it sounds like, with the way that the president behaved yesterday in front of the world and the press.
I think under the circumstances to which he was at, the location and the way the question was phrased, I don't think there was a good response the president could have gave. It was 100% an "I got you" question from the beginning, from when that reporter started asking it to when the reporter finished asking the question. It was not about getting information. It was 100% about putting the president in an awkward, bad position. And unfortunately, that's what happened.
Do you think that the president should have put himself in the position then of having this meeting in the first place and then a press conference right afterwards where any question could be asked by a reporter?
How many times did Reagan have private talks with Gorbachev and then come out and have press conferences? It happened quite often, and we saw the end result there.
Do you think Congress needs to do anything at this point? Would you support more sanctions on Russia for its activity before the 2016 elections, or maybe a bill protecting special counsel Robert Mueller from being fired?
You know, there is no question that Russia is no friend to us. I think everybody understands that. But at the same time, we've got to give the president some latitude here to be able to work through the diplomatic process. That's why we elected him to be president. And I think he has shown himself very strong on putting America first. I think any direction that Congress moves, we need to make sure that we're in step with where the White House is wanting to move to.
That's Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican congressman from Oklahoma. Congressman, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate you having me on.